see, broadcast. Hey, we recently covered Callahan's quarterly trend watch, this time for Q2 2021. And they covered a lot of stuff here, obviously, details on lending, performance, saving or deposits. And then Elga Credit Union came on and told us their financial story and how they are succeeding in these interesting times. In this particular clip, though, Callahan's very own Jay Johnson comes on and gives us some Q2 highlights, some financial highlights, one of which was that credit unions are now over $2 trillion in assets. Oh, my God. So he explains this number and many, many more in this clip. So check it out.
Yeah. Thank you, John. And thanks again to Hafsan and Mike. Great context. And again, I think, you know, there's momentum in the economy and there's certainly momentum in credit unions. We'll just start with some headline numbers and then dive into these a little bit deeper. It really was, John, as you said, just a quarter that was, we hit a number of milestones as an industry, and we'll start with we crossed $2 trillion in assets as an industry for the first time ever. Obviously, the last 2 years, the growth that we have seen driven by the deposit growth has been tremendous. And it's interesting, though, when you look at these numbers, you can see kind of a slowing year over year in all of the balance sheet categories. But as we'll talk about in a minute, the dynamics are shifting. The one area that you do see actually a pickup in growth is in member growth. That bottom number there going from 3.4 to 4.1% growth. And, you know, that is obviously the lifeblood of credit unions as we look ahead. And when you look over the last 12 months, this was actually the first 12-month period in credit unions history that we added at least 5 million net new members in a 12-month period. So a really strong base for credit unions to continue to grow off of, and that's showing in some of these other numbers. Obviously, the savings story continues to be a big part of the story over the last couple of years. Just amazing numbers, $440 billion-plus in savings added to credit union balance sheets by members over the last 2 years, just unbelievable numbers, obviously spurring that growth and pushing us over that $2 trillion mark. But that's kind of dominated the headlines the last year and a half. Stimulus certainly had a big part to do with that. But as we go into this quarter, we really want to highlight even more so what's happening on the lending front, because we've had 2 years straight now of 20-plus percent growth in lending activity and loan originations. Last year, the first 6 months of the year was a record, over $300 billion for the first time in originations. A lot of that was mortgage-driven. We'll talk about in a minute what's happening this year, but again, another record year by a significant margin, approaching $390 billion in loans originated to members just in the first 6 months of the year. A lot of activity. It's not yet really showing up on the balance sheet, although, again, we'll talk in a minute about some of the changes that are happening. But you do see a slight change that we haven't seen in over a year and a half, which is an actual uptick in the loan-to-share ratio. So we are starting to see a little bit of a shift this quarter in the loan and share dynamics, a little bit of a tick up in loan-to-share. That is the first time that it has moved up since the third quarter of 2019. So it's been a while since we've seen that loan-to-share tick up. So lending really is kind of the lead story this quarter. It's been a while that we can say that, but we're going to do that. So, Will, why don't we dive in a little bit deeper into what's happening on the lending front?
Thank you very much, Jay, and stay tuned for more news here on CU Broadcast. And if you want to see the rest of the webinar, I highly recommend going to Callahan and Associates' website, creditunions.com, and going there and checking out the replay. All the details are there from the fine folks at Callahan's. They do such a great job with all the numbers and all the information out there. So go there and check out the entire webinar, if you will. So, yeah.